AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden and former President Donald Trump both moving closer to winning their party's nominations during the biggest day of the primary campaign. Super Tuesday elections for both the Democrats and the Republicans being held in 16 states and American Samoa. Ceasefire talks in Egypt ending without a deal. Secretary of State Antony Blinken meeting with his counterpart in Qatar says Israel needs to get more humanitarian aid into Gaza.
Israel has to maximize every possible means, every possible method of getting assistance to people who need it. The United States will continue to strongly support those efforts along with many other countries around the world. But it requires more crossings, it requires more aid getting in, and once that aid is in, it requires making sure it can get to the people who need it.
A big industrial fire in suburban Detroit has killed one person. He was about a quarter mile away from the vape production factory that burned, sending butane tanks flying into the air. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two lawyers who recruited a group of Wisconsin Republicans to be fake presidential electors for Donald Trump in 2020 have settled a lawsuit against them. James Troupas and Kenneth Chesbro turned over more than 1,400 pages of documents as part of the settlement that explains how the two developed and carried out the scheme. Today is Super Tuesday. Voters in 15 states and American Samoa should put President Biden and Donald Trump closer to their party's nominations. Trump spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt on WISN-TV's Upfront.
And that's why we have already shifted gears to focus on the general election in November. So we'll be coming to Wisconsin. We'll be coming to battleground states like Pennsylvania and Michigan in the next several months.
Wisconsin is one of a handful of states expected to decide the winner in November. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wegehout. The city's Equal Opportunities Commission is inviting Northside residents to an open meeting to discuss what they call a surge in housing complaints. The meeting will be at the Lakeview Public Library on March 14th at 5:30. Residents are encouraged to attend to share their experiences, concerns, and suggestions about housing in Madison. The meeting will feature presentations on what services the city offers to residents and to give people a platform to voice their concerns. The United Way of Dane County has released their final fundraising numbers for last year and held a community celebration last Friday to celebrate. During their 2023 community fundraising campaign, they managed to raise over $16 million. They got contributions from over 16,000 individuals and around 500 businesses. President and CEO Renee Moe says that she's endlessly grateful for the generosity of the community. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wegehout, WMDX News.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Bucks sink the Clippers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with an impressive come-from-behind win last night in Milwaukee, 113-106 over the Clippers. Doc Rivers on his plan to prevent Damian Lillard from being trapped while trying to shoot.
Yeah, it was awesome. We worked on it this morning and yesterday, so 2 days in a row working on Dame getting trapped, Giannis getting trapped, running jumps, and it paid dividends today. That's what the guys were saying, man, because we worked on it the entire practice, and that's what we got, and you can see how calm guys were.
The Bucks head west on a four-game road trip. College basketball, Marquette drops to number 8 in the AP Top 25 poll. The Badgers did not receive a single vote after being ranked 6th just a month ago. NFL, after two seasons, the Denver Broncos have released quarterback Russell Wilson.
We were on this journey, and so we beat Green Bay, Kansas City, we beat them, and I got that call that, hey, we're going to bench you for the next 9 games.
That's quarterback Russell Wilson with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A few clouds this morning, then mostly sunny by later this afternoon. We'll get to around 50 for a high today. The wind, northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 29 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sun in the morning. A few more clouds in the afternoon with a high of 52. Thursday, mostly cloudy, 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
St. Patrick's Day is Sunday, March 17th. Let's party. It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, live at the High Noon Saloon in Madison, featuring Super Tanker, Iron Plow, and Cindy Set My Hair on Fire, and hosted by Mad Radio's morning show, John and Gordy. Advance tickets on sale now at high-noon.com. The Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, St. Patrick's Day Special, presented by Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and Civic Media, hometown radio refreshed.
Tuesday on Nightlight, I welcome entertainment reporter Rob Thomas and sports reporters Jimmy Cuska and Mike Clemens. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
One of the most important moments in our history, after the Civil War, our nation came together and said, look, insurrectionists should not be on the ballot. The court today is not saying that Donald Trump is free of the charges of being an insurrectionist. And I think we should all remember what those words of the 14th Amendment are. It may be that Congress hasn't implemented legislation to enforce it, but you and I enforce the 14th Amendment, too, by what we do at the ballot box.
Thank you, Neil Katyal went on to say.
While the Supreme Court decision today was expected on the idea that Congress hasn't passed implementing legislation, it does leave the door open for a trial against Donald Trump, for the evidence to be produced against Donald Trump, and for the American people to still say, you are an insurrectionist for what you did, and we do not think you belong on the ballot. We don't think we're going to vote against you come November should you be on the ballot.
Thank you. You know what we need? We need more patriots. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, there's one. Oh, there he is now.
Brooklyn, deadly fire, deadly fire. Brooklyn, deadly fire, deadly fire. This is Brooklyn, dead defiant rap.
My spirit animal.
Here on the show where we're listening.
Just calling you Brooklyn.
Tell me now, what's the name of this here cat?
Brooklyn,
deadly fire, deadly fire.
Brooklyn Dad Defiant. Defiant joins us now. Brooklyn Dad Defiant. Brooklyn Dad Defiant. Rockstar cheers.
Thank you.
What? 718 in the house. I used to have a 718 t-shirt. I've got to get one now. Hi, Brooklyn Dad.
Howdy. Good morning. That's my theme song, yo.
Yeah. What up, yo? You said it best. You said we need more principled justices like Elena Kagan, Sonia Sotomayor, Ketanji Brown Jackson to restore credibility and trust in the Supreme Court. We only get that by electing a Democratic president, so let's keep President Biden in office. We're the ones we're waiting for, as Obama used to tell us, right? I mean, media's not going to help us. Supreme Court's not going to help us, right?
First of all, is it asking too much to expect to have Supreme Court justices that can't be bought by billionaires? Is that too much to ask?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I'm sorry. Was that? Yes. Yes. The answer is yes. Apparently right now it is.
I mean, aside from that, you know, I always knew that it was not going to be, the Supreme Court was not going to rescue us or anything. In fact, I get annoyed when I hear people ask the question, well, you know, when people say Joe Biden versus Donald Trump, this is the matchup nobody wanted. Actually, no, let me refute that, because I 100% wanted this. And let me explain why. So it might sound a little counterintuitive, but he hasn't shut up about this election was rigged since he lost, since his behind was beaten by 7 million votes.
Yep.
So the only way we're going to put that away, the only way we're going to put Trumpism away, the ridiculousness that is Trumpism, is by once again defeating him resoundingly. If if we were facing any other candidate, they would get to live on that complaint forever.
Yeah.
You know, and Trumpism would continue to thrive. We have to repudiate it. We have to reject it like the plague.
You know, Brooklyn Dad, that's a great point. Is honestly, maybe I'm being happy clappy, but I truly believe that that's actually the best case scenario, is to defeat him resoundingly again at the ballot box, and then he's going to get convicted and go to prison. You know what I mean? Like, or,
in that order.
Yeah. Or, you know, I mean, one legal expert was saying he's still, and I still do too, I still think there is a possibility that the J6 trial will go to trial, you know, before the election. I know it's a long shot, but you know what? You sort of raise it. You said, France just voted to guarantee that women have bodily autonomy, making abortion a constitutional right. Come on, America. I mean, I mentioned yesterday all these people with the courage to be at the Navalny funeral in Russia. We should be absolutely protesting, you know, pressuring the Supreme Court to make this immunity ruling. We, the people, have a right to know before the election, don't we?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's annoying that once again, the Supreme Court it feels like the Supreme Court is kind of failing us. Like, you know, the move that they played with setting the date for the immunity hearing all the way on April 22nd,
yeah,
when we have already seen that they have the ability to rule with lightning speed.
They obviously did it before Super Tuesday today. That was like another, you know, hand to Donald Trump, right?
Yeah.
And I guess we keep talking about the, you know, women, we never forget. Bush v. Gore. Boy, they sure ruled fast when they wanted to install a Republican president, right?
Yeah. They also ruled quickly.
That thing. I think the main thing we're battling, you know, we just had Barbara Quaid on, not just disinformation, but also disinterest, Brooklyn Dad, like that we can't let them dispirit us and just make us so numb that we're like, oh, there's nothing we can do, and the Supreme Court's just going to do what they're going to do. I mean, as you say, look at the streets of Russia. Look at what happened in France. Like, what, you know, we've got to get our, you know, our sense of patriotism back and say
it's,
no.
It's crazy to think that a country like Russia has more spirited revolutionary patriots at their disposal than the United States of America. I think we've gotten too fat and comfortable, you know, in our democracy. We kind of take it for granted, you know. We've been living, and I hate to say this, right, but I'm going to say it anyway.
All right.
People complain that Roe v. Wade should have never been the opportunity to overturn that it should have been codified by now.
Yeah.
And I guess it's, you know, our elected officials took it for granted that the Supreme Court was going to do what they said when they said it was settled law. And they said, oh yeah, that's settled law. That's settled law. Overturn.
Yeah, yeah. Here's George Conway on the Supreme Court ruling.
As far as I can see, what the majority held was that states cannot enforce, state, whether it be state officials or state courts, cannot enforce Section 3 of the 14th Amendment against any person running for federal office, and the basis for that without a congressional enactment. I don't think there's anything in that opinion that actually holds, and that couldn't be because it wasn't presented by the case, that there is that somehow insurrectionists are completely immunized from any kind of federal action to apply Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. I just don't see it in the majority opinion.
First of all, the majority of Americans think that these trials should go to trial before the election. So, you know, mm-hmm. Let's talk about first of all, the fact that they're saying, oh, we're going to throw this to Congress, who is full of insurrectionists, you know, that haven't been charged yet. And like they're going to do something when they've accomplished nothing, this Republican Congress, right?
Yeah, I would think I want to go back to the low bar that's being set for this Supreme Court. I mean, if your own Supreme Court can't weigh in on whether or not an insurrectionist should be held accountable by Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, you know, that's a pretty low bar. Who else? Who else besides the Supreme Court? You want to throw it back to Lauren Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene, let them decide? It's ludicrous.
Yeah. Yeah. And we've been talking, too, about, you know, it's Super Tuesday. Trump is this close to being the official nominee, which means he would get national security briefings again, having already stolen our national security secrets. I mean, this is even Essie Cupp, the conservative, said this.
The thing that it worries me that I don't see a lot of people talking about is the legal and financial jeopardy that this would-be president is in now would seem to me a national security issue. Hmm. And I mean, I think it's more dangerous than just, isn't it funny Trump could be bankrupted? Isn't it funny he's having to maybe use mismatched furniture? Someone with that much to lose and who has to fork up that much cash, who has that many legal battles looming ahead, I think is a really vulnerable person for our national security issues.
I just think the problem is the founders could not have envisioned any of this. Right, having an entire party complicit in a 91 felony count rapist who has overthrown our government and stolen our national security secrets would be nominated again, right?
It's terrifying. It's terrifying because there are certain jobs out there, like private sector jobs, that your background check involves your credit rating and who you owe money to, because they want to know whether or not you can be blackmailed, whether or not you can be compromised. And that's just the private, that's just regular, you know, I'm a COO or a CFO or something.
Trump just said this would leave a president open to blackmail.
Well,
Trump just said this would leave if he doesn't have immunity, it would leave a president open to blackmail. That strikes me as someone that has already engaged in blackmail. Right?
Yeah. And the whole thing about immunity is insane. It's ludicrous. No other president in the history of the United States has ever needed to claim immunity. Right. And that's, I'm including presidents who have dropped like atomic bombs on countries. Okay.
Right.
He didn't need immunity and he killed a whole lot of people. You know, he also did end a war, and
right.
that whole thing is debatable. I don't want to open up that can of worms.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, Richard Nixon, you know, if he had immunity, he wouldn't have needed a pardon from President Ford.
Yeah.
So that whole debate is ludicrous, but he can't even pass a security clearance.
Oh, my God.
A low-level security clearance.
He couldn't guard the Orange Julius at a mall. Let's go. Shay in Chicago has been holding so long. You're on with Brooklyn Dad. Hey, Shay.
Hi.
Hi.
You took me by surprise for a second.
Uh-oh.
Steph, you asked if there was anything you forgot when you did the list of the idiots list, how Trump was a rapist,
yes.
A fraudster, a traitor, overthrew the government, stealing documents. There is one more to add to the list. Mush brain.
Yes.
And
also, dementia, brain damage,
brain
something.
Is ruined.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
And I think Trump's kids ought to get him a brain scan because that is the saddest thing. And Jody's right. That idiot cannot have the briefs. He needs to have fake briefs because his mush brain, he's just going to.
Yeah,
he's just gonna say anything anyway.
Yeah, I mean, and that's why Brooklyn Dad. I don't know. Everyone's like, he will never debate Biden because his. And my mom had Alzheimer's. Like any of us recognize, we play any clips from any day. You don't even have to edit. You're like, oh my God, you know, he's clearly in some kind of dementia or mental decline.
Yeah, let's compare, you know, apples to apples or apples to nut jobs, you know. But Donald Trump is creating a whole catalog of really insane moments, you know, where he's confusing his wife for someone else,
right.
He's confusing President Biden for President Obama.
Yeah.
And this is a guy that everybody, that the best thing going for him, that he has going for him, is that he's younger than President Biden. If that's all you years. Have, you got nothing, buddy.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, he's 78 in another
Haley,
month or
Nikki
so.
Haley for Nancy Pelosi. You know.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. All right. 19 minutes after the hour. Brooklyn Bad Defiant for the hour.
Whee!
This portion of the show brought to you by Genucel, because we were a lot younger when this whole show started.
Well, yes, we were.
Don't you know that we say, like, how much presidents age in office? And it's going to be, but it's us that have aged since Trump has been in office.
I was in my 20s when this show started.
I looked like 12 before this all started.
You did.
I mean.
And your voice was much higher.
It was.
Oh, my God.
Every time we play an old bit, we can tell.
Oh, I'm old Lucy now. Gen 90, it's what's going to save me.
Yes.
I just agreed to, I don't, couldn't believe what I agreed to until I read it.
I right?
15
it
cities, sexy liberal, what was I thinking?
Uh-oh. And we're coming to New York so we can maybe meet Brooklyn Dad.
Yes. 718. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm bringing my Gen 90, yep. Right? It's the newest technology from Genucel. If you have wrinkles, where you got them? Eyes, forehead, crow's feet, laugh lines, even the chin, that thing. You know what I mean? That thing right
thing
there.
Right oh,
yeah. Underneath your chin.
Yeah,
right that thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I use my Genucel XV. That is the collagen builder moisturizer with vitamin C and hyaluronic acid in a pure natural base. That's my starter. And then I use that the Gen 90 around my eyes, my frown lines, all that stuff. Order right now, genucel.com/Stephanie. Gen 90 and the XV are on special sale, included in the bestseller package, the best value in skincare anywhere. Go now, won't you? Genucel.com/Stephanie. Get a free beauty box. Whee! While supplies last, plus free shipping. GENUCEL.com/Stephanie.
Free speech? What a concept. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple of years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I am not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left five-star reviews on their website, like this one from Haley. Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You will have no regrets. Couldn't agree more. Cozy Earth sheets available now in 15 awesome colors are made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you will sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com. Enter my promo code Miller at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. I love my Cozy Earth jammies and my Cozy Earth sheets. You will too. That is CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Miller. Type in Miller for 35% off CozyEarth.com.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she acts like she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives, so it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent, running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
This St. Paddy's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches!
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. people that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Stephanie Miller.
Ooh, baby, let's be together, loving you weather, weather, and for good or bad, happy or sad.
Yeah, what? Yes, Brooklyn Dad reposted, busted. Donald Trump is so unpopular with the black community that his supporters had to resort to using AI images that depict him with black voters. Repost to make sure everybody sees this. This is part of the story we're going to deal with in 2024. Deep fakes, AI, right? Like, we really think Trump is hanging out on the stoop with a bunch of black guys that he just decided to stop his motorcade, right? I mean, but you know, that's the problem is I think, like, you and I were just talking about the polls. Like, you know, you alternate between not wanting to be, you know, put your head in the sand and not want to hear anything bad and it being like, what the with this methodology? And the polls have always been wrong in our last however many cycles, right?
Yeah. And, you know, you just have to you have to keep several things in mind. First of all, we are 8 months away from the election. That's a long time. It's a very long time, number one. Number two, President Obama, fun fact, President Obama, back in 2012, was trailing in nearly every poll as late as October.
Oh, I didn't just get this high strung yesterday, Brooklyn Dad. I used to be like... I don't know, the AI thing, I think it may be one of our sponsors. I take responsibility for that.
Honey, I'm home. Oh, hey, our pictures are developed.
That's great. Let me see. Wait, who are those people?
Excuse me, what do you mean, those people? They're our new African-American friends.
What do you mean?
Remember, dear, we use the Insta-Blacket camera.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
These morons yesterday. They faked up these photos right away.
The Insta-Blacket camera from Koblack gives you the ability to show everyone you have ethnic supporters. Your friends will be amazed at how diversified your snapshots have become. Add Mexicans, Muslims, gay people, or African Americans to any photo.
Dynamite.
Just point, shoot, and rid yourself of people accusing you of bigotry with the Koblack Insta-Blacket. And besides diverse, the pictures are sharp, with resolution as high as 16 megahuxtables.
Do you remember the times that we lied?
Oh. The Koblack Insta-Blacket camera. A picture is worth 1,000 votes.
Okay, don't fall for it, people.
No.
I have to hope, Brooklyn Dad, that we're smarter than in 2016. You know, that when a lot of people fell for Russian disinformation, because we got to be prepared. I mean, do you think there's anything that Netanyahu and Putin want more than Donald Trump back in office? And what degree they might interfere, right?
I'm sorry. you cannot just go past that commercial. You just played for me. That had me hysterically laughing for like 3 minutes straight. The 16 mega Huxtables. So funny. Dude, bravo to you guys.
Rocky Mountain Mike, who did your jingle as
That's
well.
That's right.
Yeah. 29 minutes after the hour, Brooklyn Dad Defiant for the hour.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The U.S. Supreme Court is dismissing two lawsuits trying to keep Donald Trump's name off presidential ballots in Wisconsin this year. The justices say only Congress can do that. The Wisconsin lawsuits were part of a nationwide effort to remove Trump from the ballots. They pointed to a provision in the U.S. Constitution banning anyone who's engaged in insurrection from holding federal office. March is National Reading Month. Libraries in Wisconsin are coming up with novel ways to get kids in their doors, including passports that let them check out and return materials in a wide area.
And then you get the kids into the libraries, you get them a book in their hand, and you say, here, you can take this, and then just return it to the next one you go at.
Blaze Burton works for the Mercer Library. He says incentives make reading feel less like a chore. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Fort Atkinson officials are looking to get a little greener by installing smart traffic lights. The lights use cameras and sensors to adjust to traffic in real time. The goal is to reduce the amount of time cars spend idling at lights. Cars burn half a gallon of fuel when sitting idle for 1 hour. City leaders say that they think the smart traffic lights can reduce the carbon emissions from idle vehicles by 20%. SSM Health is planning to build a new clinic in Verona. The 40,000-square-foot facility will offer family medicine and physical and occupational therapy. It is also expected to have a lab and imaging services alongside other specialty services. It'll be set right off Highway 18-151 on Highway 69. Construction on the new clinic is expected to begin early next year, and SSM Health hopes to open the clinic in 2026. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
A few clouds this morning, then mostly sunny by later this afternoon. We'll get to around 50 for a high today. The wind, northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 29 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sun in the morning. A few more clouds in the afternoon with a high of 52. Thursday, mostly cloudy, 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Your smile says a lot about you. It can give you confidence and give great first impressions. At West University Family Dentistry, Dr. Thacker and his staff will help ensure your oral health is in top shape because oral health affects your overall health. From routine checkups to advanced treatments, they're here to keep your smile shining bright and to make your dental appointment as pleasant and stress-free as possible. Call West University Family Dentistry at 608-238-6244, 608-238-6244, or log on West University FamilyDentistry.com.
I'm John.
I'm Gordy.
Join us for the John and Gordy Show 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
Right here on WMDX Bad Radio in Madison.
Your family won't want to miss the shindig, hullabaloo, and politics.
John and Gordy Show weekday morning 6 to 8 a.m. right here.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
They were unanimous, which is in controversial cases, unusual in this Supreme Court. However, there were some pissed off justices there. You could just tell from the paper the opinions were written on. The three justices didn't dissent, the three liberals, but they really went after the five for saying, for giving a roadmap for how this law should be applied, instead of just saying, look, what Colorado did was wrong, that's all we should have done. The most interesting opinion was from Amy Coney Barrett, who wrote an opinion agreeing with the three liberals, but saying, can everyone please chill out?
That was the C word you used, right, Chris?
Yes.
Amy Coney Barrett saying a little
chill.
C wordy. Okay, David in Chicago, you're on with Brooklyn Dad Defiant. Hello, David.
Buenos dias, amigos. You know, I love the show because it goes from California all the way to New York, and I'm right in the center.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're not going to get justice from a court that takes bribes, that perjures itself, that has religious fanaticism. Mm-hmm. So I would like to interject something that make you feel better, because this has been quite an assault on everybody. I mean, because everyone I know, my dad, who was a World War II veteran, 97 years old, who just passed away this year, believed in justice, and so did his, so did my uncle, so did my all the people I know. They believe in justice. They're busy working. They're busy giving themselves to this country. There's a lot of good out there. And Stephanie, when you do your tours, you're going to find it again.
Yep.
Sometimes when you're in the office, you're one place. I know you get all the information, but you don't, and I know people call, but once you're out there, you're going to feel the love. You're going to feel the love for this country. You're going to feel the love for yourself, and that Americans have access to each other.
It is true. By the way, we've said years ago, right, Chris, that people aren't going to see us anymore. They're going to be with each other.
Exactly. Yeah.
Be with like-minded people. No, it's like they're not taking crazy pills.
It's fellowship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is a thing of wonder and beauty, the Sexy Liberal Tour. We can't wait to get. And we have to save the world this time, Brooklyn Dad. You're going to have to join us in New York, because last time we saved democracy. Now it is the Save the World Tour.
Yeah.
Because it's true. He's not just a national threat. He is an international threat. Mm-hmm. And other countries are saying it. I mean, it's like Biden said recently, the other world leaders are grabbing him going, you've got to win. I mean, people are legitimately terrified that America could do this again.
And rightfully so. I mean, he literally just said just a few weeks ago that he would encourage Vladimir Putin to attack our NATO
allies
if they didn't pay their protection, their mob protection money.
Right.
You know, where is this guy even from? I mean, you know,
not America.
Our NATO allies rushed to our side. They invoked Article 5. The only time they invoked it was when we were attacked on 9/11.
Yeah.
And you want to leave these guys flapping in the breeze? That's disgraceful. Right there. There's so many things that are disqualifying.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Yep. Yep. I kind of like how President Biden is triggering Trump by calling him a loser and repeatedly. He just did an interview designed to get under Trump's skin. The one attack that gets to him is being reminded of Biden's overwhelming popular and electoral victory in 2020. The New Yorker, did you see this piece? He talked of the sacrifices memorialized at Valley Forge. America made a vow, never again would we bow to a king, the president said. Whether democracy is still America's sacred cause is the most urgent question of our time. Trump lost 60 court cases, 60. The legal path just took him back to the truth that I won the election and he was a loser. He said, and he said, he also said, I think the press has failed to take full stock of Trump's menace. It's like you've all become numbed by it. That is that's exactly what we're facing here, Brooklyn Dad. When asked whether he thinks Trump will concede if he loses in 24, Biden said, no, losers who are losers are never graceful. I just think he'll do anything to win. If and when I win, I think he will contest it no matter what the result is. I mean, that's what we should be concerned about, what we were saying Rachel Maddow talked about last night, what Mark Elias is talking about, them working quietly and state by state to get people thrown off the rolls, you know, which, if nothing else, as Rachel was saying, is to say it's rigged again when he loses, right?
Yeah, Yeah, that's not the only thing that scares me. Like, I don't allow myself to dwell on these dark thoughts and fears. But that's one of them. The other one is how Republican legislatures are trying to be in control of the counting of the votes.
Yeah.
And also the Project 25. That's, you could spend an entire show, an entire like 4 hours on that and only scratch the surface of it. It's frightening where he's basically, it's not him, but it's like people like Stephen Miller and his thugs, his acolytes.
And by the way, my show's only 3 hours, so I'd be talking to myself for an hour, but I take your point.
But, you know, they're assembling a team of Trump loyalists, or as they put it, an army of Trump loyalists. And, you know, you said people are kind of lulled into, you know, like, they're not taking this threat seriously, and they really, really, really need to. Like,
yeah.
Believe them when they say they want to be a dictator on day one.
Yeah.
And I've never heard of a dictator who gives up his power after one day.
Yeah, and to your point, Trump's campaign team is aware of his mental decline and takes steps to prevent voters from noticing, Jonathan Lemire just said. He's surrounded entirely by enablers during his campaign and would be again if he'd be in the White House a second time. There'd be no guardrails or adults in the room. It'd be people doing what he wants. To your point, he is not the same guy. They said, indeed, pressure because he's not getting as much of the share of the Republican vote as he'd like. Nikki Haley posting a win over the weekend. Pressure because of the money he now owes, nearly $500 million in a couple of cases in New York City. Pressure that his first criminal case that could theoretically put him in prison starts in just 3 weeks. We are seeing it night after night on the rally stage where he seems to even just lose control of the English language. Right. This dad, Brooklyn dad, this 2024 has a feeling of just unpredictability and just a terrifying ride no matter what, don't you think?
Absolutely. And I like boring. Every once in a while, boring is fine, you know. Mm-hmm. Like when I get on a plane and people ask, how was your flight? I'm like, it was uneventful.
It's boring. You want boring.
Right.
You're like, exciting. I thought I was going to die. I threw up.
Can we just get from point A to point B without it being the apocalypse? Can we do that?
Yeah.
For crying out loud.
Yeah. I'll never forget one of my OG sexy liberals, Aisha Tyler. We were, I think at the time, Brooklyn Dad, we were talking about Tea Party candidates, but we also were talking about, you know, just psychopaths we may or may not have dated in the past. And but he was like, you know, she was talking about, like, you know, Biden's like the boring, you know, but really healthy turkey sandwich on whole wheat that's doing the job, you know. And Trump came along and, you know, she said, it's like someone went, would you like a ham sandwich with a finger in it? And people are like, oh, that's exciting. That is new. Until you start eating it. And then you're like, oh, my God, I'm eating a ham sandwich with a finger in it. You know, and that's what I think. I think people are just exhausted. You're right. We want this, like Joanne Worley says, we want
boring.
You're right. But that's the media. Joe Biden's boring. He's accomplishes stuff. He's, you know, gets things done. And it's just they don't. Yeah, go ahead.
Definitely. Here's what's interesting. It's just like the people are kind of numb to Donald Trump's antics, his insanity, because it's like a fire hose of insanity, and you can't, your brain can't even process what did that happen. That's crazy.
I've been saying since the beginning it's like a fire hose of news. It's like a tennis ball machine. it's so constant. Yeah,
but likewise, on the flip side, President Biden has been so effective.
Yeah,
incredibly effective. And I'm not just saying this because I'm his number one fan, and I am. But he's accomplished way more. This is a guy that I was only, honestly, 2020, only reason I was voting for Joe Biden was because he was getting Donald Trump out of office. My expectations were low.
Yeah.
Okay? He knocked my expectations all the way out of the park with his laundry list. It's like, you can't give people laundry list of his achievements. You have to, like, you know, celebrate and acknowledge first the historic historically low unemployment for 2 years straight, under 4%. That's insane. It's last time it's been done was in the 60s. Mm-hmm. You know, and then there's the infrastructure package. There's the CHIPS Act. There's the PAC Act. There's so many pieces of legislation that actually help people. Lowering insulin. Lowering the cost of insulin to $35
Huge deal.
A month. That kicked in this year.
Yeah.
There's actual almost, money going back in people's pockets.
You know, as you're talking, Brooklyn, Dad, I'm thinking, you know what it is? There is almost a numbness on the other side for how much Biden has accomplished and how much good he's done. You're right. There's numbness about how much bad Trump has done, and there becomes a numbness to how much Biden, because, you know, you and I could sit here and laundry list everything Biden has done, and people are like, snore. But it is almost like they're... Everything is such a, as someone would say, BFD, that they just don't report on it like that. That is a huge effing deal. Yeah.
Can I tell you something that's crazy that I heard yesterday? It was Fox News. I forget whose show. It might have been Maria Bartiromo. And somebody was saying how wage growth is at 4.5%.
Yeah, and that's bad.
Right? Which is fantastic. Yeah. But he was spinning it as, that's a bad thing.
It's like,
actually needs to be 3% because wage growth is going faster than inflation. Like, isn't that the point? Yeah. What are you saying?
I mean, not just do we forget how bad it was, they want to take us back to back alley abortions, measles, polio. Mm-hmm. I mean, by the way, in terms of it could be worse, could be raining.
Uh-huh.
Guess what we're having now? It's the barfing disease. Norovirus?
Yeah, that's
norovirus.
Fun, isn't it?
That's all we need. The nasty stomach bug that spreads easily are climbing in the northeastern U.S. Coming to you, Brooklyn Dad. Get some tarp. Characterized by the sudden onset of vomiting, diarrhea, general feelings of misery. Oh, this is just like the Trump administration. Norovirus outbreaks are notorious on cruise ships, nursing homes, jails, schools, other places where people are in close contact. It can spread from person to person in food or water or contaminate uncontaminated surfaces. Because it's so contagious, one handshake or the touch of a contaminated doorknob or handrail can be enough to cause, it's called a winter vomiting disease.
Isn't that fun? Isn't that fun?
But because of this covidiocy, this anti-science, anti-vax nonsense that Trumpism has infected in America, we're having measles outbreaks in various states, right? Because Trump just said yesterday, a couple days ago, he would revoke all funds for all schools that require any vaccinations.
Any.
Yeah. I mean, I just, it is going to be like a vomiting, a winter vomiting Gallagher concert if Trump gets... but you know what I mean?
It's like wanted to play it down. Yeah.
But that's the problem. It's going to apply to any new, you know, virus pandemic. You know I don't.
Here's another crazy thing, right? He completely shot himself in the foot. I believe if he had availed himself of the pandemic plan that President Obama had left behind specifically for his dumb behind to use, he would have probably won the 2020 election.
He would completely
shot himself in the foot on Fifth Avenue.
But you couldn't do that. You know why? Because the black guy did it. So you couldn't. Yeah. When the black guy did it. Yeah. Everything was wrong. Listen, you know what? You're going to get me re-angry again. What did I say exactly the same thing about why Bush v. Gore still sticks in my craw? Because the worst intelligence failure in our history, 9/11, happened on Bush's watch. And you know why? Because everything the Clinton administration warned them about, they were like, oh, BJ boy, forget what he says. And they ignored all the intelligence warnings. Al Gore wouldn't have ignored warnings. But, you know, you're right. It's the black guy's pandemic plan. Right? And here we are. How many dead Americans later? In both cases. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
That song is hilarious. Mm-hmm. When the black...
A bit of a tear. He liked the black guy song.
Yeah.
Okay. He didn't see that coming.
No, he didn't.
I insta-blacketed him.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Bonnie and Clyde and Dr. Marty. Oh, Stevie's new parents in Portland just sent me new pictures. I'm going to see them when I go to Sexy Liberal.
Oh.
I sent him with, they can tell you, a bag of Dr. Marty's. Because I'm like, this is the best dog food in the world.
That's right.
And you should see him now. Oh, my God.
He weighs 105 pounds.
He's like a billion pounds.
They said he's 105 pounds of goofball.
Aw.
Bonnie and Clyde, thank God, eat considerably less. But
yeah, well.
But they equally love their Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend because it is real meat. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, those are the first four ingredients. You should be able to recognize the ingredients on the bag, right?
Yeah.
Nature's Feast for the kiddies, Nature's Blend for the, you will recognize, there, it's real food. They throw in kale and spinach and sweet potatoes and stuff you would feed your real kids. No artificial preservatives, dry to the touch, no mess, shelf-stable, convenient, so healthy for your dog, and they love that raw, freeze-dried taste. My listeners get up to 54% off their first order, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures. Thank you, Tilly. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
More than our share of the nattering nabobs of negativism.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He is 83 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, for me, this has been a real game changer. I love it. I use it in my bike and hike bottle every day. Morning Kick isn't just your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, give you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. The code is Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
The John and Gordy Show.
In Central America, sweet potatoes were domesticated at least 5,000 years ago.
It's good to domesticate a potato. You had to tame those.
Domesticated potatoes.
Really have to tame them. They had to be a little bit more friendly to humans.
It's a great band name, Domesticated Potatoes. Write that one down.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Now. We tend not to think about now,
We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at V.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Stephanie Miller.
Stephanie Miller Show, Brooklyn Dad Defiance here, yo. What up, bitches?
Don't do that.
Oh, no, don't.
718, bitches.
No. Don't.
Okay. So I was mentioning getting re-angry over, Bush v. Gore, uh-huh. And that, you know, it was the Bush administration that ignored the Clinton administration's warnings about 9/11. And I just have to, how many times must Democrats save America is my point. Right. Bill Clinton helped convince two candidates to drop their fantasies of third-party presidential runs, which is part of he and Hillary Clinton taking a more active and expansive role in the 2024 field. He apparently talked Joe Manchin and Larry Hogan out of third-party runs. God bless the United States is my point. Hillary Clinton has also been taking a more active role helping Democrats, which includes regular talks with Vice President Kamala Harris. We were saying, how many times must Democrats clean up Republicans' mess? Just like Biden has had to clean up Trump's mess before the American voter gets it, right?
It's every time. It's every time. And it was no different from President Obama cleaning up George W. Bush's mess, and President Biden cleaning up Trump's mess. And you know what's funny? I'm old enough to remember when Donald Trump said that the country does better under Democrats.
Yes.
That was back when, I think he was a Democrat back in the day, or like third party or something.
Yeah.
That was the one of the few times I've ever agreed with him.
Yeah. By the way, one little sliver of Justice Light. Trump served notice that E. Jean Carroll's lawyers can get to work on his assets next week. T and then a he.
Mm-hmm.
Essie cop on him grifting.
Trump is going to have to do what he has no problem doing and has done before, which is kind of grift off of his own supporters, right? Trying to get them to pay in to help stop the steal when really he used a lot of that to line his own pockets. He's using the RNC as a personal piggy bank. He's going to rely on the existing infrastructure and his own fans to help pull him out of this financial morass.
But, you know, the good news at Brooklyn Dad is it's not going to be enough. He's not going to be able to sell $450 million worth of stupid gold sneakers. Trump was warned by a federal prosecutor on Sunday, if he fails to post a bond or pay the full amount to E. Jean Carroll, they can get to work collecting the judgment for defamation after this week. Joyce Vance said it's because Trump has to post a bond in the E. Jean Carroll case by next weekend, or Carroll can begin to collect on her $83.3 million judgment. This is commonly referred to as an appeal bond. If Trump manages to either get a bond or pay the full amount of the judgment into a court account, Carroll cannot begin efforts to collect it until while the appeal is pending. If he fails to do so, her lawyer can go after his assets. Yep. So I think it's so critical, Brooklyn Dad, that that people stop being able to say, oh, he'll never pay a penny. Oh, he'll get away with everything. He will not. I don't think. Do you?
And I love it. I love it so much. I love it that I can remember him bragging and saying, I'm really rich.
Yeah. Yeah.
So much money. And now what is he doing? He's hawking sneakers.
Yeah.
He's selling Trump bucks, which I literally lost it when I heard this weekend. It's so funny to me.
Listen,
I shouldn't laugh because real people are being hurt by this, but come on.
Operation Penniless in prison is proceeding apace.
Exactly.
We've linked to everything Brooklyn Dad does. Follow him on the Twitter machine and elsewhere. We love you, Brooklyn Dad.
Thank you.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Elbow. On Super Tuesday, noon to 2, we'll preview the primaries and also take on alternate side parking right here on the Civic Media Ready Network.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations filled with mean-spirited rhetoric? It's time to listen and engage. Join the Rational Revolution with me, Chris Alfine, Saturday afternoons at 2 and Sunday afternoons at 1 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Allball. Are you tired of getting alternate side parking tickets in Madison? Join our drive to end alternate side parking in Madison and join us at noon today, right here on WMDX Mad Radio.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.